AircheckDownloads.com.
Good evening. It's time to get on your hoverboard, fire up your DeLorean, and go back to the 80s with Back to the Future. From the decade when it was really cool and trendy to release a song called The Power of Love. Well, Frankie Goes to Hollywood did it, and so did Jennifer Rush. And so did Huey Lewis and the News, who kick us off tonight with their Power of Love, went to number 12 in 1985. And then it was a hit all over again the following year when it went to number 9. Welcome to the show. Coming up tonight, Mark King of Level 42 is our first My 80s star. Which four songs from the 80s does he love the most? And we're not stopping there with Level 42. Tonight's Master Mix is as many of their 80s hits we can squash into 10 minutes. Our second My 80s star is Christopher Drake in Cumbria. The Bit in the Middle is from a man who had success in many bands throughout the 60s and 70s and went on to solo stardom in the 80s. Any guesses? And of course, it's your opportunity to tell us all about the power of love you have for your Prince Charming or woman in love in the sloppy bit. As always, please text me, 88291. Email me, gary.davis@bbc.co.uk or tweet at BBC Radio 2. Okay, let's rewind to 1980. Blondie had three chart toppers that year: Atomic, The Tide Is High, and this one, number one on this day, that year. Taken from the movie American Gigolo, starring Richard Gere. You remember that? Soundtrack produced by Giorgio Moroder, who is 79 years old today. Happy birthday, Georgia. So from the number one single on this day in 1980, we vault forward to the number one album on this day in 1989. You know what it was? 10 Good Reasons by Jason Donovan. Not only number one in the singles and album chart, he could still be seen every night in Neighbours as Scott Robinson. And he's currently on his amazing midlife crisis tour. He played Newbury Corn Exchange tonight. Let me know if you were there. Here's our Jace, Too Many Broken Hearts. Last night you talked about leaving. Number one single from 1989's biggest selling album, 10 Good Reasons. Number one on this day. And what a top bloke Jason Donovan is. Actually bumped into him a couple of weeks ago. We shared the same hairdresser, you know. Lino. Yeah. He was getting his done before I got mine done. Such a good guy, you know, and it's like so good to have a good old natter with him and a catcher, because I hadn't seen him in a little while. Well, I saw him actually in Hyde Park when he performed with Kylie, but I didn't get to say hi, you know. Anyway, he's on top form. Samantha Webster on the Sounds of the Eights' Facebook page says, I chased Jason Donovan up the street once. Yeah, you and about 10,000 others. Gary, please say a big hello to Versace Dan. He listens every week on Catch Up. When he hears this message, he'll be in the gym in his pink shell suit, dreaming of the 80s. Just a shame he can't regrow the ponytail. Looking forward to tonight's Master Mix. It might be a bit late for when the sun goes down, but take care of yourself working all this overtime. That's from Paul and Sam and Simon and Dan's Wakefield friends. And don't forget Flo the dog. Okay. Imogen in Norwich says, ooh, Gary, great to listen to you in real life instead of on my running headphones. Looking forward to Level 42's Master Mix. Have a great show. Thank you. Big shout out to Claire in Rill. She works all week, looks after the kids while I'm away driving all week. Both went to school in the 80s. We love the show. Thank you. That's from Gary. And another one says, love Jason. Saw him re-tour this album in full at the O2 a couple of years ago with friends Kay and Sarah. That's from Jackie, who is in the bath in Kent. Nice. With a glass of wine, I hope. We're going to stay in 1989. This week, The Cure released the album Disintegration, which included this amazing track. Songs like that are the reason why I love doing this show so much. It's just brilliant. It doesn't sound dated, does it? It just sounds cool. The Cure and Lullaby. Do you remember the video to that as well? Not very good if you're a bit arachnophobic. So good, it was voted best music video at the Brit Awards the following year. Now then, last week our first My 80s Star was Corinne Drury of Swing Out Sister, who are playing this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival, as are Level 42 on Monday the 6th of May, which I think is a good enough reason for a Level 42 Master Mix, and it's coming up next.
Yo! Launching tea time in 5.
Yo! That is a good one, isn't it? Our Level 42 Master Mix. Hope you enjoyed that. Kicked it off with The Sun Goes Down, Living It Up. Their debut single, Love Games. Something About You, Hot Water, Lessons in Love. To Be With You Again, Children Say, The Chinese Way. And we finished on Running in the Family. And so many others that we just couldn't squeeze in. Especially the slow ones, because hard to beat match them. Anyway, if you want to listen back to that on the BBC Sounds app. And if you haven't got the BBC Sounds app, download it now. And you can hear the Level 42 Master Mix, and previous week's Master Mixes are also there waiting for you. And Mark King is our first My 80s Star. That's coming up very shortly. What songs turned him on in the 80s? We'll find out shortly. Gary, massive love for the tunes this evening on Sounds of the 80s. As always, Level 42, fantastic. Singing along to each track, says Mel in Lisbon. Richard in Wakefield said, enjoying the music. As for your bit in the middle, you asked if we have any guesses. Because the bit in the middle is from someone I said who had hits with different bands in the 60s and 70s and then started a solo career in the 80s. He said, could it be something by Eric Clapton? Not, but not so far away. Keep guessing. Andy Cozier emailed you a couple of weeks ago from Brisbane, Australia. Forgot to mention my kayaking mate Malcolm Cameron, who also loves the 80s. We're off to see Fleetwood Mac here in Brisbane in August. Can't wait to hear the Level 42 Master Mix. Mark King, what a legend. Hope you enjoyed it. Stephen lives in Filey in North Yorkshire, says, love your show. We never miss it. I love you too. Look forward to Friday nights cuddling up with my partner Liz and a glass of something nice. Failing that, a cup of tea. We'd love a mention. And to Stephen, Diane and Caitlin, said, can't wait to hear the Level 42 Master Mix. Love your show, Gary. Brings back so many good memories. Listening from Brisbane on a cool autumn morning. Getting ready for our daughter Caitlin's 8-year-old Willy Wonka birthday party. Anniversary time now for John Bon Jovi and his wife, Dorothea, who celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary on Monday. Huge congratulations to them. Here he is with Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine. Not sure that was the right choice to celebrate a 30th wedding anniversary. Bad Medicine. Because clearly they've got some good medicine going on there. From the 1988 album New Jersey, happy 30th anniversary to John and Dorothea Bon Jovi. Now then, Bananarama have got a lot to celebrate at the moment. Their latest album, In Stereo, has put them back in the charts. And they're playing some intimate gigs this week. They played the Omira in London tonight. This week in 1984, they released their second album, Bananarama. Featured the singles Cruel Summer, Rough Justice, Hotline to Heaven, and this one, Robert De Niro's Waiting.
Aircheckdownloads.com.